Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah of this, the ninth parak of Chulin, dealing with Tumat Ochlin. And we distinguish between Tumat Ochlim and Tumat Nevelot. We're in Tumat Ochlim, in the first part of our Mishnah. All sorts of other things can be mitzaref to give us the shiur of kibetza, but for tumat nevelot, you need a full kazayit of meat. We dealt with yad and shomer over the past few daf, and now the end of the Mishnah made a parallel, and the parallel was about a Jew shechting a non-kosher animal on behalf of a non-Jew, at what point tumat ochlin kicks in. Kayotze b'shochei pema, amar Rabbi Asi, shonin, Yisrael b'tmea v'goy b'tahora, now, that's the statement, and something we need to take apart. But it says, that means Yisrael, dealing with a non-kosher animal, or a goy with a kosher animal, there needs to be intent, as far as it being food, and hechsher mayim makom acher. Let's see what this means. Hechsher lamali, what do you need hechsher for? So for the tamei tuma chamura, we have a general rule, which is that any food that is ultimately going to have more severe tuma does not need hechsher. And this one, actually, is going to be a nevelah. It's dying. It's going to be a nevelah, and the fact that it's being shechted properly doesn't matter anything. It's not a kosher animal. Therefore, it doesn't need hechsher. V'chol sofol tamei tuma chamura lo by hechsher. Tal Rabbi Shmuel, v'chiyu tamayim al zera. The model for hechsher is zera. Mazreim shen sofol tamei tuma chamura tzrichin hechsher. What do we know about seeds? Seeds never have any further tuma besides getting tamei as tuma tochlin. Of course, shein sofol tamei tuma chamura tzrich hechsher. So the same is true. V'tani Rabbi Yosim neim amru nivlat of tahor tzricha machshava v'ena tzricha hechsher. Why does a kosher bird that's in the vela need intent but not hechsher? Mipnei shesofol tamei tuma chamura. There you go. Because in the stomach it'll be metamei tuma beta blia, tuma begotten beta blia, and therefore it doesn't need hechsher. So what's the answer? The answer is that with our piece of meat, you could scrape it off and end up with less than a kazayit, which then for would not have tuma chamura. That's why it needs hechsher. If you have a an animal that's tamei, and you shecht the two simanim or most of them rov shnayim, and it's still convulsing. Chezkiah amar inala evarim. We don't consider it now in segmented into evarim as far as evarim minachav. Yochar amar ishnala evarim. Chezkiah amar inala evarim. Why metahi? It's already dead because it's convulsing. Rabbi Yochar amar yeshla evarim. Why? Because la metahi. Because it's convulsing. It's not dead. So his answer is that Chizkiah really does not consider it dead, but he does not consider it alive anymore. So that's how Chizkiah would have this position of Yachola Goral Amidal Pachot Mikazayit. So he says it's not yet fully dead. It's not no longer alive. It's in the middle. Let's see. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Here, Rabbi Yochanan should be the one we follow. Tan Rabbi Shai Kavatei. Tan Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai taught the same thing. So Shachat Pe'mat Me'al Lagoy. Shachat Pashtam Rov Shtayim Fachesed. Again, like the case in our Mishnah, if a Jew slaughtered a non-kosher animal on behalf of a non-Jew, and he slaughtered already the two simanim and it's convulsing, Metamat Tumat Ochli Nevalot Tumat Nevelot. Like our Mishnah. Eva poresh v'mana, and if a limb comes off it at that point, kaporesh v'nachai. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, yeshnei leivarim. Uvasar ha-poresh v'mana, kivasar poresh v'nachai. And if meat falls off it, then it's like meat coming off a chai, which is, by the way, not tamei, but alasol v'nei noach, hafil achash tetzei nafshah. And it can't be eaten by a non-Jew even after the animal dies, because it has a din of basar poresh v'nachai. Now, shachat ba'echad or rov echad, but if you only slaughtered one siman, that's not enough. Ein ha'metama tumat ochlin, there's no tumat ochlin, because there's no shechita here. Nachara, if you stabbed it, ein ba'tumah shoklum, there's no tumah at all. Now, goy sheshachat be'mat Torah li'Yisrael, now here's the flip side that we mentioned Rabbi Asi had in the previous amud. If a non-Jew shechts an animal, the proper animal, Yisrael farcheset, of course it's going to be a nevela, tamat tumat ochlin, avalot tumat nevela. It's not a nevela yet. Eiv Rosh Menach, Parsh Menachai. It's an Eiv Menachai still. Pasav Rosh Menach, Parsh Menachai. Again, meat is meat Parsh Menachai. Vasav Bnei Noach, Fachat Zit Nafsha. Again, a non-Jew cannot eat this meat even after it dies, because Pasav Parsh Menachai. Shachat Pachat, Aro Rachat. If the non-Jew only slaughtered one siman, Enim Atama Tumat Ochlin. There's no Tumat Ochlin. Nachara, In Batumah Shoklum. If he stabbed it, and he killed it in some other way besides Shechita, there's nothing. Now, Shachat goy b'makom she'eino oseh ota treifa. Let's say the non-Jew slaughtered him somewhere in, it doesn't make him a treifa. Killed him in some way like that. Uvay Yisrael gemara. And the Yisrael came and finished the shechita. Ksheira. The shechita's fine. Shachat Yisrael, if the Jew started it, b'makom she'eino oseh ota treifa, b'makom she'eino oseh ota treifa, v'agoyim gemara shechita to psula. And the goy finishes it, it's pasul. It follows the end. We had this in the first parak. If you want to eat this meat from an animal that is so fresh, it comes from before it dies, what do? You cut a piece, this is for a Jew now, you cut a piece of meat from the Beit HaShechita, you salt it, and wash it off, get all the blood out. Wait for the animal to die. You can eat it. Now the only reason a goy is mutarbo, even though the animal didn't die before you took it off, is because how could a Jew be mutar and not a goy? And that's considered to be something that's very good for you. Now, Bari Rabba Lazar, Shahaba Daras Pamahu. What if you did one of the Psule Shechita in this situation where you're shechting for the non-Jew? Meaning, is it still going to be called a Shechita so that Tumar Ochlin will kick in, etc.? Or since it's Pasul, no good. I remember, it's not a valid shechita in any case. It needs to have a proper shechita. What it means is everything, even the sakin, has to be checked, which means if you're shechting a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew, for it to follow the contours of shechita so that it'll have be considered already dead enough at the point of convulsion after Rov Shnayim, so to be Tumat Ochlin, it has to have all the rules, including checking the Sakin. There's an interesting kind of question. The question is, what happens if the animal is slaughtered in that fashion, a non-Jew slaughtering a kosher animal, or a Jew slaughtering a non-kosher animal? Again, it will have a din of shechita if it's all done properly. And let's say it has things inside of it, kelim, and it's in an ohel hamet. Does it consider protected? Amrleh metame tumat ochlin umatzelet? That makes sense. We say that this animal is already nishchat enough to get tumat ochlin, even though a Jew can't eat it. How could it be matzil minatuma? Amarle inimatama tumat nevelot velot tatzil. On the other hand, it doesn't yet have tumat nevelot because it's not fully dead. So why shouldn't it protect something underneath it from tumat biyachatzitza? Abai inimatzil talabum shibatochad amatama tumat ochlin. Abai takes the first position. Since it has tumat ochlin, it can't protect other things from tuma. If somebody theoretically would have relations with this animal at that point, it'd be chayav because the animal is considered alive. Because on the other hand, it's not a nevela. So it has tumat ochlin l'chumra. The impact is l'chumra. And it has no tumat nevelot, and that is also l'chumra, considered alive. Okay, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, the awal mechunas b'makom echad gezayit, you're chayav. Meaning, if you touch it, you're chayav if you enter the mikdash for tuma. Amar v'huna, v'hushe knaso. That's if you brought it together. Let's say you have two half kazaitim, one on each part of the skin, but they're not together. Ha'or mevatlan. The skin, and we're going to see this in a later Mishnah, in our parak, Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Yishmael in this. The skin in the middle cancels out and doesn't bring them together. So I'll leave it in mind. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Amar lo mevatel or. Rabbi Shmuel, as you'll see later on in the Mishnah, says that the or is not mevatel, and actually there's tumat masa if you carry this whole bit. I'll leave it to Akiva Pshito. Akiva said it is mevatel, so what new thing are you teaching? Mevatel or. So the other Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel lo mevatel or. When does Rabbi Shmuel say it's not mevatel? Hanimili shepaltato chaya. That's if an animal took a bite out of it and spit it out, and there's two pieces of half kazetim on the skin, and the skin in the middle is not a divider, and we consider them one. If you cut it out that way, batil, then it is batil, and that's what he's trying to teach. Now, if you agree that Rabbi Yishmael says even when it was cut out that way, the ore isn't mevatel, which is against what we just said. Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Huna is saying, you have to bring it together, because if not, he's saying like Rabbi Shmuel that is enough. But if you say that when you cut it out according to Shmuel, the skin in the middle is mevatel because you cut it that way, Funa's not saying like Rabbi Kiva or like Rabbi Shmuel. He says the skin is not mevatel whether it was spit up by an animal that way or carved out like that by a knife. Rav Huna d'amar Rabbi Akiva. Rav Huna is simply agreeing with Rabbi Akiva that the ore is mevatel in any case. That's why you have to bring it together in any case. So pshita. So ma'udatem v'gamar Akiva anami l'patato sakin. The answer is maybe Rabbi Akiva only said that the skin in the middle is not mevatel when a knife cut it out that way. It is mevatel when a knife cut it out that way. Patato chayav. But if an animal spit out the skin that way, lo batil, it may be would consider the two afkazetin to be connected. Kamash malan, Tamar Akiva Nesha Omer Vatlan. Rakiva's reason really is because the skin in the middle is a divider, as it were. And therefore, that's what Rav Huna says, and that's why in any case you have to bring the two afkazetin together. Rakiva explicitly says that in his explanation in the Mishnah. That Mishnah is, of course, coming up on Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, which we should get to in two podcasts. In the meantime, we'll stop at this point and pick it up on Daf Kuf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.